up, everybody? Welcome to the Matt Ramage Show. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We have a really good guest, but first of all, we got to talk about Quick Trip. All right, Quick Trip, big sponsor of the show, and I love me some Quick Trip. All right, so shout out to Quick Trip. Everyone go to Quick Trip. All right, get your gasoline at Quick Trip. You got to get it somewhere. Might as well go to Quick Trip, and you can get, like, I think they have eggs for 99 cents. They got root beer milk coming back. Like, dude, Quick Trip is the only place you need to go. If you're going to get gas and you're in Wisconsin or the areas that Quick Trip is in, go on and get yourselves a go to Quick Trip, people. All right, I love it. All right, so I have a really fun guest today, a personal friend of mine, someone who I've been talking to for a lot of years, my boy Vinny Vegas. So let's just bring him in this thing and let's chat it up with Vinny Vegas. What is up, Vinny?
Oh,
what is up? First of all,
it's been a minute, bro.
I have to tell everybody this. I got a new mixer, I got a new soundboard, and I got all the things, and I was all excited because I watch your show, because you're my guy, and you have an applause, you have a soundboard, and I finally got one. I was like, I got a soundboard like Vinny. I'm gonna.
You got a nice one too. I saw it. It's great.
It's a really worked, good one, but I mean, it's smarter than I am. So like I don't know how to work it yet. I spent like 72 hours just on this, watching YouTube videos, Googling stuff, trying to get it right, and I still haven't got it right. So the soundboard part ain't working, but I can make myself like sound like a robot and stuff. But it's actually a really good soundboard. And shout out to the guy who hooked me up with it, but I don't want to say his name because I don't think he wants to be known.
That's Kevin, dope. That's dope.
If you are watching, I'll just say his first name, Kevin. I appreciate it. And once I'm smart enough to figure this stuff out, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
You probably watched a YouTube video of like a 10-year-old who mastered this board.
No, they actually have like an actual YouTube tutorial type thing. And there's like 27 videos. I watched like 24 of them. I bet you the last three is going to really get me in.
The sound effects video, number 28. Yeah,
that's what I need. But everyone, thanks for tuning in. Who we got? Dude, Mark. My guy Mark has never missed a show.
Yo, what up, Mark? Mark's
dude, Mark up. Has never missed. He's been on a few times too. Mark, he's good people.
A1, dude.
All right, but I want to talk to Vinny about a lot of things. First of all, Vinny's not a Packer fan, all right? So this isn't going to be an all Packer show. Yeah. I'm doing 4 days a week now, Monday through Thursday. I'm trying to be like a little more consistent, get a little framework going to the show. I don't know if I'd call it a show. It's just me rattling off with like some cool people. But we're going to talk about some NFL, but I also want to talk about what you're doing. But first, let's kick it off with some NFL stuff so the few viewers we have don't leave.
Yes. Yeah.
But I definitely NFL want to get into here because Pounding the Meat podcast, I think, is fantastic. Everyone should check it out. And we're going to talk about that because I definitely want to talk about that. But you're an NFL fan. You're an Eagles fan.
Yes.
But that still counts.
All right. You know what? You can definitely tell that's a fake crowd now in this stream.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to let any you handle the crowd noise from for the show. But my guy, Vinny, here, he's an Eagles fan and a real Eagles fan, and not the mean one. Right? Because Eagles fans get a bad rap. I don't know if they get a bad rap. They might get the rap they deserve. I don't know. But actually, I don't know. Because we've talked about this before. Like, I was at Lambeau Field, went to a Packers-Eagles game. Yeah. Eagles fans were there. They were loud, but they were having a good time. I never thought like, oh, they're bad or they're this or that. I was just like, hey, they're loud. They're a little bit cocky, but, you know, so am I a little bit.
They're not too bad.
Not the ones at Lambeau Field that day.
The drunk ones and the ones on crack. Those are the only really bad ones, you know. Other than that, they're pretty cool people, you know. Just don't get in their face. That's
all. I wasn't getting no one's face. First of all, I don't get no one's face in general. I don't know how to fight. Yeah. So I generally avoid confrontation at all costs. I do have a cough. But that works. But the NFL added a 17th game. Yeah. What are your thoughts on this? All right. I've said my thoughts. I'll probably say them again. But what do you think? And like, my thing is like a 17th game, everyone's saying it's going to lead to an 18th game. They're just, you know, kind of leading it off and seeing how it does, but like it's just an odd number. But
what was the point of it? I didn't understand. Money. That's really it, right? I mean,
because what they have works, right? Like,
yeah,
it works. Like, I get it. As me, like, I get an extra game. But, like, they could have had an extra game just thrown a few, thrown a bye week in there. They could have thrown a bye week in there and they could have stretched it out. It's all about TV or whatever. But, like, I'm not mad about it because I defended the players because a few of the players said that they didn't like it. So I was like, well, I don't blame them for not liking it. They were like, I'm not mad about having a seventh extra week of football. Like, I'm a fan. I love watching football. It's an extra show. It's great.
But, I mean, here's the thing. I'd be extra nervous about, you know, one of my players, star players, getting injured, you know, right before the playoffs. I mean, look what I had the last few years, Carson Wentz. I mean, he played 5 minutes of a playoff game in 5 years, you know.
Dude, it's horrible.
You're adding another game. I don't know, man. Yeah, the Eagles.
Let's set up this question. I think you're responding to this. Vinny, how do you feel about how Eagles management is running the organization?
I love the owner. I think the owner's done a great job. But Howie Roseman, he is the poison. He is the death of the Eagles. He's the worst drafter of all time. One of the worst drafters of all time. And he has like a spell on the owner, something that he must have something on the owner because he's not fired. I don't understand how Howie is still there running things because he's the worst. He sucks. He sucks. He's terrible. I hate it.
Yo, I do. It's funny because like you say that because like the Packers, a few Packer fans, I wouldn't say a lot of Packer fans, a few Packer fans are very mad at Goot. At Mark Murphy, how they're handling the Aaron Rodgers situation, which I don't think is a situation for me.
I'm reading a lot of things, man. I'm reading
I would say it's definitely a situation, but like my thing is like no one knows what's going on behind closed doors. Like everyone's talking, like, oh, they could extend him, but like Aaron Rodgers, they got him for 3 years. But I'm not a contract guy. I don't know the details of all the contract. That's why I have smarter people. Join me, not you, but like other people.
Definitely not me. Trust me.
No, but I just once in a while, I'll reach out. Like, hey, can you come on my show? Cause I need a smart person that knows like all the contract stuff, all the football stuff.
Yeah, the money guy.
Yeah. So, but what I understand is like after this season, Aaron Rodgers' guaranteed money is done. So that's when players get a little bit like, yo, I'm not guaranteed no money and this and that. But like, if They restructured Rodgers' deal before last season, before the 2020 season. Mm-hmm. So, like, doing it again is going to push it out. And, like, it's a whole thing. Like, I'm not smart enough to talk about this.
What are these things that I'm reading that this could be his last season, though?
Yeah. A lot of people are saying that. And, like,
that would scare me, bro.
Yeah. For me, like, I don't want it to be Rodgers' last season. No. And sometimes I think I'm so biased. Like, I'm extremely biased. Like, I shouldn't even have a podcast. If you're this biased, you should not be talking football on a podcast.
Bro, he was one game away last year. There's no way, you know?
That's my thing. Is like, if you're the MVP, like you deserve, because I don't think he wants money. Like everyone's talking about, he's greedy, this and that. It's not money. I think he wants a little bit of, like, you're going to be here long term.
Yeah.
He wants a little bit of comfortability. Nobody wants to play. It's not his last year, but it's last year is guaranteed money. So like next year they could just cut him, and then or after next year,
right?
And then I think cap wise it doesn't hit him as hard. You see, I'm not a genius with that stuff, but after the guaranteed money is gone, so he's not comfortable. He's like, I don't want to play. I don't know what he's saying because
what's the overall feel from the people that watch your show with the Aaron Rodgers?
A lot of people are freaking out.
Okay. They mostly still want him. Right.
Everyone wants Aaron Rodgers.
The Eagles.
Yeah, everyone wants Aaron Rodgers. Everyone
take Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, everyone wants Aaron Rodgers, and they're not really happy with the management. But my thing is that it's not just like the media is saying his thing, and the media is actually being pretty cool about it. I mean, local media, they're not getting blown out of proportion, but it's realistic to be like worried, like. What is management doing? But my thing is like, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
So a lot of times everyone's freaking out in the real world. And behind closed doors, the Packers might have told Rodgers, hey, we got a plan. This is our plan. Mm-hmm. And Rodgers might be like, cool, I actually like that plan. But they're not going to tell everybody about it. Because the Packers are kind of like Belichick, where they don't talk. Belichick is like quiet. Yeah, right? Yeah. Belichick was like just like crazy quiet. Like, yeah, I ain't telling you none. So a lot of times, like, everyone would freak out. And Rodgers was on McAfee's show last year, and he would say a lot of the stuff, like, you know, the media, this and that. And so I'm not overly concerned. Plus, for me, I know Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of the Packers next season. So, right. Like, I'm not, like, I focus on that. I'm not going to focus on 2 years old because it's depressing, honestly.
I think people freaking out helps him, though, right? It helps him make more money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at all the people. They want me.
Yeah, because, like, everyone talks about Jordan Love, but, like, dude, if Jordan Love becomes the Packers quarterback in 2 years, 3 years, whatever it might be,
right?
Hopefully far out. If it does happen, like, I'll support Mike. That's my guy. If you QB1, I got you.
I can't believe we're at this point.
Like, dude, I want Rodgers.
I can't believe we're at this point.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
It's crazy. You know, like, yeah. That's how good Aaron Rodgers is. That's how good he is. That you can't even think about him not being the quarterback.
Yeah, dude. Pack fan, whatever it is, 1974 says, like, media clicks, but, like, I don't know, because a lot of them aren't even trying to be. I hate clickbait. I hate the whole they just talk just to get a few clicks, and a lot of them are like, a dollar a month. Like, dude, I'm not paying a dollar a month. I don't like reading that much anyways.
That's how they make their money. They got to throw these headlines that I fall for. I fall for them. Rodgers doesn't want to be quarterback anymore. What? Click. You know, I just paid the guy.
Yeah.
You know, the article made no
media
sense.
Being cool.
Especially today with the April Fool. I kept forgetting it's April Fool's Day.
Yo.
I kept forgetting.
Dude, let's talk about that for a second. April Fool's
My
Day.
My goodness.
Yo, we got Russell Wilson going to the Bears today. I saw that. And it was like old posts from like, 3 weeks before Andy Dalton. First of all, the Bears are the.
Wait. So who's the quarterback of the Bears right now?
Andy freaking Dalton.
All right, where's my boy Nick Foles? Where's he at?
He's there. He's behind Andy
Dalton.
Come
back to Philly, Nick. What are you doing?
Yeah. Dude, the worst thing the Eagles ever did is got rid of Nick Foles.
Let me tell you something.
All right, tell me. I want to know from an Eagles fan, what do you think about this?
Let me tell you something, man. I was one of the very few that said no to letting go of Nick Foles. I wanted to keep Foles over Wentz. And I was in the very, very small minority of people that wanted that to happen.
Yeah, dude, I was actually thinking that from the outside because I don't know the Eagles, but I was like, dude.
Right. Dude, but, I mean, it's weird. It's like he has a spell on him, too. He's only good in Philly. It's really weird.
Dude.
Went to the Rams, the Chiefs, the Bears, and he's trash. He wins a Super Bowl.
Dude, they should have a statue of him right next to Rocky.
Wait, they do?
Would they really?
Not next to Rocky, but we have a statue of Nick Foles.
And he's playing for the freaking Bears.
They built him a statue. And guess who else they built a statue of? You won't believe this.
All right, tell me.
Doug Peterson, bro.
No kidding. They're just doing it all.
2 years after they built a statue of Doug Peterson, Nick Foles, they're gone. That's how bad the Eagles organization is. Yo.
Dude.
We're so bad. We are awful. We built statues for people.
I'm not gonna crap on the Eagles because...
No, please do.
I actually respect Eagles fans. I know they're crazy and all those things, but like they're crazy because they're passionate. All right? But you know who the Packers have a statue of outside Lambeau Field?
Who?
Like Vince Lombardi.
Bro,
Curly Lambeau. They don't even have a Brett Favre statue.
See, because they know they're smart.
Yeah,
only build statues of legends.
Yeah, no, but like
Doug Peterson, dude. When you put that up, I was like,
that's what the Packers do. You know what the Packers do? They don't build statues. They'll give you a street. We got Mike McCarthy Way.
Okay.
We got Brett Favre Pass.
Yeah, streets.
Lombardi Avenue. Lombardi Avenue is a long street. Like, it's a big road. It's not. Brett Favre Pass is like a bunch of bars. It's just a little small road. We're not giving them, like, they're like, yeah, let's take it easy. Because at that time, he was like still playing. I think he was like the Vikings or whatever. I don't know. Maybe the Jets. But they gave him a street pretty quick. Mike McCarthy Way, they gave him that as he was still playing.
See, there's so many streets, coaching. Though, that's not a, you know, you could do that.
I think streets is the way to go. The statues come after.
Right. Statues what about come... buildings? What about buildings? All right, what's more important, statue or, like, a stadium named after you, bro? What would you rather have, bro?
I would rather have a stadium.
Wow. Stadium over a statue.
Well, I mean, yeah, because
they ever are... tear? Do they ever tear the statues down?
Sometimes.
Well, yeah, that's true. Never mind. I'll go with stadium.
Yeah. No, because like they do tear statues down.
Yeah, that's like a recent thing. Yeah.
We'll avoid that whole topic. But
favorite barn Philly? Yo, there is a great barn Philly. It's called Barcade. You know what that is, dude? It's a bar with all 80s and 90s arcade machines.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome, dude?
Dude, that's like my childhood.
And it still takes quarters, which is dope. It just takes like 40 quarters to play one game. You know, price has gone up. So you need like 40 quarters like, for one life.
Insert 16 quarters.
I'm playing Superman, which is, you can't beat the game. You know, it's one of them side-scroller games.
Yeah.
And, dude, 18 quarters for one life. You remember Ninja Turtles, dude? The Ninja Turtles arcade game? Oh, dude. Man, we're going off on a tangent.
No, but like for real, like I used to like I talked to my kids about this. Like I used to like my friend's mom would just drop us off at the arcade,
dude.
Give us like $20. Hey, one time we were going into an arcade, we're like, hey, we're gonna go to an arcade. We had like $1.75. We had no money. We had no business beating there. We could play like 10 games
back then. You know, it's not bad.
Yeah, like you play a few games, get out. It depends what you're playing too.
Yeah.
You play the basketball, then you can go. You can go for a minute. You play like one of those car games. That's like, you know, you got like two shots and get the hell out.
The most money. The ones with the seats. The ones with the seats were always expensive. Remember, Chuck E. Cheese's. It took the most tickets or whatever the hell you had to pay. Tickets, the tokens, shekels, whatever that took. It took the most to play one racing game.
Yeah, it did. But I remember I was walking into an arcade with like four or five of my friends. There's a $20 bill on the ground. Instead of seeing the $20 bill and being like, oh, it's my day. Pick it up. Let's have a day. I yelled, hey, there's a $20 bill. So everyone jumps on, but I jump on it first.
Yeah,
they kick me and like beat me. And like I won because I stuffed down my pants. And I got the $20. And like everyone is like beating on me trying to get it. And then I ended up spending the $20 on the whole group anyways.
We are like, so you hooked them up.
Let's have an arcade. I was like, why'd you have to beat me for that?
You hooked them up anyway.
Yeah, I did. Like, dude, we had a dude, that was a great day.
What can $20 buy you at Quick Trip? $20. I want to know. What could you get at Quick Trip for $20? I want to go to Quick Trip now.
You could actually feed your family for $20.
Could you? Really? Quick Trip.
You could feed your family. And some.
It sounds like a Wawa. You ever been to a Wawa? That's like the Philly thing.
No, I've heard of it.
It's like
I've heard
a Quick Trip is, I guess.
No, like at that place, like Quick Trip, you can get, you obviously get mac and cheese. Like it's already made. It's done. It's over. Like you just buy it. You go in the car. You eat it. At least I do. I don't go home. I don't wait. But you can get chicken. You can get like, also it's a gas station. You can get Gatorade. You can buy sunglasses. You can buy beer.
Oh,
you can buy. You know,
you can buy beer.
You can buy beer. They have
Are
a beer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you walk into a room, it's just full of all the beers you can imagine. Because in Wisconsin, at least where I'm at, or most places in Wisconsin, you could buy beer at any gas station. You can buy beer at like a Family Dollar.
You know, I'm in Jersey. I'm like right outside.
Yeah, they don't let you do that.
You can't go anywhere but a liquor store to buy beer.
Yeah, I was in Milwaukee one time. And it obviously like probably the biggest city in Wisconsin. And I walked into a gas station like, you guys got a beer? Like... Yeah, go to a liquor store. We don't sell beer in here. I think most Milwaukee does, but like in maybe in little rougher areas. And there's probably a reason for it where they don't.
Yeah, I know a lot of them lock down the liquor.
Yeah.
You know, because,
like,
you know,
I can go to a Quick Trip down the street. They have a big cooler you can walk in. I take videos in there.
Bro, it's yo, what are we going to drink? Wawa sold beer.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Every grocery store does, every gas station, some Family Dollars.
Here. Not here.
Topco's, like any place you go. Like
liquor
store
only.
They don't have lemonade stands here. You guys, what do you want? You want a Coors Light? You want a Spotted Cow? What are you working with?
Wow. No, but that's crazy though.
That's why I love Wisconsin.
That's dope. Quick Trip, baby, all day.
Quick Trip. All right, so we were talking. This sounds like a big old commercial now. Let me peep on these on these comments real quick here. We got what's up, Brian? What Brian's tuning in. What's Brian up, Chandler. Packers brother Matt Ramage? Yo, how you doing? Quick Trip doesn't have wow wow quality. Oh, all right, we're not gonna talk about. I don't know. Wawa is great. It's over there. It's not over here. It's not a competition. But yo, Quick Trip, their cheese filled breadsticks. Get out of here, dude. You have a cheese filled bread, dude. If you ever come visit me, I'll get you a cheese filled breadstick from Quick Trip.
The whole menu you're talking about is not a Wawa.
Your wife's calling. Come home, Vinny. He's like, no, we got cheese filled breadsticks here.
Yeah, I ain't moving.
I got but let's talk about. Shout out to Quick Trip.
There we go. You know the vibe. But Quick Trip, baby.
Quick Trip is it. But, so we were talking about earlier. I don't know. Did we really tackle this subject a little bit? NFL adds a 17th game.
Well, I mean, I think it's pointless, but yeah. I'm not going to complain.
But let's talk about this game for a second. Like how it affects like playoffs and
sure, yeah.
Like we had a 7-9 playoff team. I think it was the Seahawks. No, it was the Saints. No, it was the Seahawks. That was when Marshawn Lynch did his little famous thing against the Seahawks.
For the NFC East or like against for close Saints. Divisions like that. It's great.
Yeah,
but for ones where you know they've clinched the division on the ninth game, you know that's just an extra game that to torture you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I was saying is like. First of all, everyone, because as far as Packer fans are concerned, they added the 17th game and they said, well, the Packers are playing the Chiefs. So everyone's like, oh, the Packers are playing the Chiefs in the last game of the season. Like, no, the schedule has not been announced yet.
Right.
The Packers are not, the NFL is not stupid. They're not going to have Packers Chiefs week 17 when the Chiefs probably have things locked up. The Packers, I think, will have things locked up. Hopefully, if they're as good as I think they will be.
That's going to be a Monday night football game. Yeah,
it's going to be Monday night.
For the division. You know, it's going to be whatever. They'll move that game to make it a division game. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be I think it'll be late, but not that late where it's going to just.
Where the playoffs matter.
It's no one's going to be sitting anyone in that game.
Yeah.
But I wondered if it was going to, like, change how teams play, but I really don't think so. I think it's going to be the same thing. A lot of teams are going to be fighting for positions at the end of the season. Doesn't matter if it's 16 games, 17, 26 games, there's still going to be teams. Obviously it's not going to go 26. I think it's a little much.
My division, you
have to have like 3,000 players in your roster.
This is great for my division. How close we are. You know, it's one game could have changed everything.
So let's talk about your division for a second. You got the Cowboys. McCarthy. I think this is like his year. Like he better do something.
He's got to show something, man.
Yeah, I like Mike McCarthy. I think he's good people. I'm glad that they made that switch. I think it was needed probably a few years before that. But
some reason, I feel like he's on the hot seat already. I just get that vibe.
If you're in Dallas, bro, you get hired. They have that little press conference. Jerry Jones is all happy. You know, he's all having a good time. And then, like, week three, you're on the hot seat. Because, Jerry, dude, if you go to coach for the Cowboys, man, and like, they didn't have a lot of options.
For a bajillion dollars.
Yeah. Right?
So now they poured their money into Dak. So it's on Mike McCarthy to make something happen, bro.
Yeah. Dude, I wish him well, but not when it comes to, like, the playoffs. Or, like,
I don't want him in the playoffs either.
Yeah, you
know, we're both not wanting him in the playoffs.
Yeah, and obviously, so how do you like? I'll talk about my division, but first, talk about your division. Like, where do you see the NFC East? Are they going to make a jump? Like, what are the Giants? I don't even know what the Giants do. I just know they're horrible.
Bro, we're going to be bad this year again. We're going to be the worst division again, unless now somebody said thoughts on Nick Sirianni. I really don't know what to think of this guy.
There is
a positive with Nick Sirianni. Okay, he was under Frank Reich, who on last show, when I talked to you, Matt, I told you the reason we won the Super Bowl was because of Frank Reich. It wasn't Doug Peterson. It was Frank Reich. Okay, he was the one that wrote the whole offense. He was the brain, and he made the quarterback better, right? Ever since Frank was gone, what happened? Eagles just slowly dipped, man. So this is, you know, someone who's under him now with the Eagles. I don't know. We'll see. I'm looking forward to it, though, because with Doug Peterson, we were tired of it. We really were.
Yeah, I actually like Doug Peterson. Obviously, he's a former backup quarterback to the Packers. I always rooted for Doug Peterson.
But it was just every year he was just there was no
I think, dude, I think sometimes you just have to, like, blow it up. Like, even if they won a Super Bowl, even if they did these things.
Yeah.
Like, I think they did it. They were like, we're not going to wait.
We're not going to give them. It's not just his fault either. It wasn't just Doug's fault. I mean, our drafting was terrible. You know, our team was getting old. We literally put a lot of Band-Aids on the team. We won that Super Bowl by pure luck.
Luck. I think that's so much. Dude, let's talk about that for a second. Because
that was the craziest Super Bowl run ever.
Yeah, it was. It really was. Look at how many Super Bowls are just like that. Like Eli Manning with the Giants beating the Pats with like the crazy catch off the helmet. That shouldn't have happened.
That was nuts.
Look, so many quarterbacks have a great quarterback, right? Like Aaron Rodgers, 2010. He started in 2008, right?
Yeah.
So they built around him. He was young. He was doing his thing. They didn't win that because of him. They won that as a team. Like, it wasn't just him. It was a great, you know, he had a good defense that year. But you look at, like, Pat Mahomes. You know, he's young, built a team around him. And a lot of times you're like, all those times you're like, oh, this is going to happen every year. Like, Aaron Rodgers at that time, they're like, he's going to get, like, 6 Super Bowls. He's going to be.
That's what I thought, bro.
Yeah.
I thought it probably
should have been. There should have been a few.
Absolutely.
Minimum 3 Super Bowl appearances there. But a lot of times it doesn't happen because you have a young quarterback on a rookie deal. Rodgers wasn't on a rookie deal because he sat for a while.
So right.
He got paid fairly early when he started starting. But, it doesn't always happen because – But you notice that a lot of times when they draft a guy, a good quarterback, like Pat Mahomes, they get that Super Bowl. And, like, the thing
he
is,
got it quick.
But, like, Pat Mahomes, who signed a $500 million deal, like, is he going to be able to?
I don't know, man. Like, I think he's one of those guys, bro. He's going to have minimum 3.
Yeah.
I think he'll have minimum 3 Super Bowl rings.
In like 3 years from now, can they afford to get anybody? And I'll say this because I made a banner for this because I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
Everyone talking about players taking pay cuts.
Ah.
I'll say it right here. I would never take a pay cut. Like,
wow,
people talk about Aaron Rodgers. He should take a pay cut. Like right now, Packer fans are saying Aaron Rodgers should take a pay cut so they can build this and they should get this. Like, dude. He just won the MVP. Like, you're asking who the MVP is, the most valuable player, who a lot of people say the player that played the best at usually the quarterback position, because, you know, they usually give to the quarterback. But still, like, people are saying the most valuable player, the most important player in the whole entire NFL was Aaron Rodgers. And now you're saying you're going to tell him to take money out of his bank account, especially because I love the Packers. But they haven't shown him that they'll use that money to go get him what he wants. Everyone talks about wide receiver, but the Packers were the number one offense last year.
Right.
Like, do they need, I mean, obviously a wide receiver would be nice. It'd be good. But like MVS, who had a few drops last year. I know you're not a Packer fan, so you don't know all the ins and outs, but MVS.
Ins and outs of the Packers. Yeah.
Yeah. But he had, I think he was like led the league in like yards per catch. Cause he's like a deep receiver. Like, he just runs and goes out and gets it. But he drops quite a few on the way. So, but like, wide receiver is, they're probably going to need, but
yeah,
they're still the number one offense. So how can you say the number one offense is like lacking at wide receiver? Like, it could be needed, but I just don't think that the point of what I'm saying is that I wouldn't take a pay cut if I'm Aaron Rodgers, because you can't guarantee, like, if your boss said, hey, Vinny, take a pay cut and maybe we can get some help in here. Like, dude, right. For me, it's no. First of all, you don't know. You take a pay cut, then you're like, I'm still working.
You got to look at it this way, too. It's different for us because we're not going for a Super Bowl where we work, right, as a team.
Yeah. Oh, now, no.
Now, here's the thing. As a fan of the Eagles, right? If winning a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl meant that, say we still had Wentz, he had to restructure, right? To keep the team together. I personally, as a fan, would want him to do that. Because Tom Brady, now, if you were married to a supermodel who made more than you, I'd take a pay cut any day of the week, keep winning Super Bowls, you know. But I think restructuring is different. I don't think.
Oh, yeah, it is. Like, I'm going to throw this comment up here, right here. Because restructure is not a pay cut.
Right.
Automatically. Yeah. It can be.
Okay.
It's like there are certain players who will take a pay cut, but then they'll say, hey, we're going to ask you to take a pay cut to stay, but we're going to put incentives in, and then you can actually make more. So if you ball out, like, hey, we're glad to pay you. But
for the players, Rodgers, it's all about guaranteed money right now.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
With Rodgers, obviously, like, he shouldn't take a pay cut. And the team's not asking him to. But this is, like, fan stuff. But, like, they restructured his contract before last season. People, like, restructured again. So the Packers, they don't want to keep pushing his money out. Like, if they're going to do anything, they would probably extend him.
Right.
Because if they keep pushing his money out now, if he does – I don't even like the whole thing where, like, if he does fall off, because I don't think he's going to. Like,
I don't think
Rodgers isn't going to. Like, Rodgers, you think he's going to go from MVP to bust in, like, a year?
No. Nah.
But there's a reason why the team either doesn't want to or hasn't yet.
I think Rodgers got another 5 years, Matt. I think
he's got
five solid years.
Yeah. If it's me, like,
you start to see a little drop off, I think 5 years minimum.
Yeah, because I remember Brett Favre talking about it. And they were talking about when he gets older. This is like when he was 37, you know.
Yeah.
Favre had in his older years stretched forever. He's retiring every single year.
Yeah.
But I remember him saying it. He's like, yeah, your legs stop working as good, but your brain kicks in because you've played so long. You know, like the Brady defense. You've seen, like, Brady, even Rodgers now, and Favre in his old years. Like, they know the defense.
His Vikings Jets years. Remember that? No.
We don't talk about those years on this show, Vince. All right. It was fun having you on, bud.
That's blasphemous. Blasphemous.
We don't mention that over here.
Oh, man.
No, but, like, when the quarterbacks get older, even Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, whatever, like, they when they line up, dude, they look at the defense, they know what's going on.
They just know it because they've seen it for so many, especially when you're on the same team. You're not playing the same teams over and over all the time.
Yeah. I remember Favre talking about players going to the Bears, and they're like, oh, like, his backups and stuff, because Favre had backups for days, you know, they never played. They left. Yeah. And they're like, they're like, we just wanted to sign this guy because they want to know. And he's like, dude, when I line up against the Bears, I know they're in a 4-3. And they know what I'm doing. It's just who can do better, because everyone knows what everyone's doing because they've been doing it so long.
Right.
These coaches know, and Favre knew, and Rodgers knows, and Brady knows. When Brady lines up, you think he's confused? Like, it takes a lot of work to confuse these guys. Like,
Brady guys is insanely smart.
Yeah, he's actually. I know a lot of Packer fans who definitely people who watch this or might be listening to this, they don't like when I talk about Brady because I'm not mean. Listen, I actually like
gotta
Brady.
Respect.
I didn't. Dude, you know what I yelled like after that game, like after the Packers lost to the Buccaneers, even though they didn't lose, I don't think because of Brady. Definitely, they didn't lose because of Brady.
Defense.
He gave him opportunity. That Bucs defense. That's why Brady went there, though.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about, well, Brady makes you better. He doesn't make the defense better. That defense was great. That Bucs team was good, and that's why Brady picked them. Because he knew, that's a great opportunity. I'll bring Gronk with me, you know, and we'll have a good time.
Got it, boy.
Yeah.
He said, let's go win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, but when I was yelling down the hall of my house after that game, when I was cussing out, like, everybody and anything, yelling, why the F didn't you stay in the AFC? I do think, because I don't give the Bucs defense credit, or I give them all the credit, but I also know that if Brady didn't go to Buccaneers, they don't win the Super Bowl. So it was a great team for him to go to, but they're not winning that with Winston or whatever scrub that Andy Dalton or something they'd have brought in there.
Oh.
Anyways, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Oh. Let's move on. All right, Mark's chiming in here. Is it Vinny? Are you a fan of her? Oh, yeah. All right, that's a good question.
Jalen Hurts? I haven't seen enough of him, man. I don't think he's good enough to ever win a Super Bowl. I just don't think he's there or ever will be there. But that's just me being negative, as always. An Eagles fan, we're very negative.
Yeah, you are. 1974 Pack fan says Brady had a 73 rating against Pack. Like, yeah, Brady didn't win that game.
That was that.
But he did do enough. He did do. I mean, they won the game, so I'll give him credit. But like, that's the reason Rodgers said what he said. Like after the press conference about, like, I forget his exact quote, but the same thing I would say. Like, this was the year the Packers should have been in the Super Bowl, at least in the Super Bowl.
I couldn't believe it.
Should have been. Like last year, I didn't say it. Against Niners. Niners were a better team.
Yeah,
they were just a better team.
Yeah,
Packers. And
remember the one thing Brady brought was confidence and a championship mentality. It wasn't just talent. He brought the whole thing.
He brought that Belichick way over.
Right.
Because everyone disrespecting Belichick needed to chill, because Belichick's still that dude. It wasn't Brady that won all those Super Bowls. He was a big part of it. He was the guy. But Belichick, I think, is a genius coach. He's all those things.
He helped instill that mentality.
He instilled it in Brady. I don't want to say he instilled it in it. I think Brady was born a champion. I think he, like, that soundbite when he said, all the teams that pass on, they're going to regret it. Like, I think he was a fighter, and he had a
chip on his shoulder, too. Yeah.
So, but I think Belichick, that scheme, or not in the scheme, but just the mentality, he brought that to everyone. Respect him. He walks into a locker room and the Buccaneers, they're like, yo, this, I'm going to listen. And then he says, I just want to win. And then, so when he says all those, you know, things he says, like, he's like, you know, like someone was crying at after a playoff game. He's like, we didn't do shit. Like, what are you crying for, bro? Like, we didn't win. We're not done. And then I think that type of leadership is what
you need that, man.
Yeah. So that's good. But anyways, I want to move along. I'm not, this isn't a freaking Tom Brady podcast.
It's killing you, bro. It's killing you.
It is. You know? But let's talk about Aaron Rodgers is going to be on Jeopardy,
bro.
I think I spelled it right too.
Let me see. Yeah, you did. Good job.
So Aaron Rodgers is going to be on Jeopardy. A lot of people are talking about Aaron Rodgers retiring, all right, which I don't buy it for a minute. Like I told them all, Aaron Rodgers said he wants to play into his 40s. But I did say that if Aaron Rodgers was to retire, it would be to be the host of Jeopardy. So he's going to have 2 weeks. 2 weeks, bro. I think, starting Monday. I don't know when it. I think April 5th.
He's dipping his toes in the pool, man. He's checking it out right now. What's life after football?
Have you ever seen him as a guest on Jeopardy?
No.
He won it.
Get the hell out of here, did he?
Yeah, he won Jeopardy. Oh, he was like a celebrity, but I think he was playing like one of the, you know.
I heard he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's very smart. Those sharks, you know, the Shark Tank or whatever?
Yeah.
One of those guys was on with him, I think. The bald guy.
Yeah.
And he won that show. But he said he's a big fan of Jeopardy. He's always wanted to host it, this and that.
That's
so
crazy. Now
he's going to host it. I don't know. I might watch.
Weird. Seeing Aaron Rodgers host Jeopardy, right?
Yeah. Now that Mr. Rodgers neighborhood sweater on.
I think he's going to have that little sarcastic tone, too, the whole time. Like, he'll make everyone feel like crap the entire time.
Someone gets that wrong? Like, really, bro?
Like, come on, dude.
When they get it right,
it wasn't that hard. Come on, man.
Yeah, like, that was the easy one.
I could see him trying to one-up everybody. I was like, you're the host. Relax.
Bro. He's like, why did it take so long? You let that counter go almost to the end. No, because I don't like watching Jeopardy because it makes me feel stupid. They'll ask questions that I don't understand the question, and then people know the answer. Like, they know the answer to the question I don't understand.
When I see, like, history 1927, I'm like, I don't care at all. I don't know the stuff.
You know? Dude, I don't, dude. I don't know. Dude,
give me boy bands for 3,500.
You know, I've probably seen about 1,000 questions on Jeopardy that I knew, like, the answers to two of them.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I don't.
I like Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, Wheel of Fortune's fun.
I always wait for the people to spin the wheel and hit their head and just fall down and just bleed out. You know what I'm saying? Look, bro, let's check on in his comments.
Rodgers is a Jeopardy guy. He's a Jeopardy guy.
He loves it. But I know that you got to go. Vinny's the host of Pounding the Meat And now, so what do you guys do over there? I know what you do, but let's tell the other people, because you talk a lot about wrestling,
right?
You talk a lot. You talked to a comedian recently. Like, you talk to like so many good people, and like, yeah, and everyone should know like a lot of like what I do, because I've known you for a while. We used to do Vines together.
Years.
A lot of people probably nobody knows that. You've been on before, we talked about, but a lot of people don't watch every time. Some people watch once and like, that's enough. And but we used to, so I've known you since like 2013, 14, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we were making little goofy videos, my eyes, and we were doing this fun stuff.
6 second videos, man.
Yeah.
Six second
videos we used to do together.
Yeah.
And then we didn't talk for a while. I mean, we text here and there. How's it going? How's the family?
Catch
and
up, that. Say hi.
Yeah. But then we both just on our own started doing podcasts.
Right.
Video stuff.
Yeah.
And I caught one of yours and I was like, wow, this guy's like, he's really good. And I texted you like, yo, that looks really good. You got a green screen. You got all the things.
Set it all
sound
up.
Effects.
Yeah.
So like a lot of what I do is kind of based on what I saw from you.
Yeah, man.
Like, I think your production is so good. I'm going to get there someday.
Thank you, bro. It's, it's just a lot of studying and learning, you know, from YouTube. Like you.
Yeah.
I went on YouTube. What can I do to make it look good? What can I do? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then on top of that, you got to get the guests. You got to prepare the show. It's a lot of work. I didn't realize how much work it is, you know, to run a podcast. It's crazy.
Dude, it is a lot of work. And like I was saying, like this last week, and I didn't even drink. I think I drank Friday night. I might drink a little bit.
Yeah, right.
But I was watching YouTube videos, trying to figure out this mixer, how to make the things better. Like, it's so much work. And then, like, to prepare for a podcast, like, I didn't prepare for this one. I didn't prepare for last night because I was trying to get the things to work.
Figure
and
it out.
They still don't work. But they're going to work. Like, by next week, I'll have it all strained out. But so how do you get your guests? Because you talk a lot about wrestling.
Right.
Because pounding the meat means talking for a lot of people. A lot of people think
having a conversation. Yeah.
It's a conversation. A lot of people think it's dirty, and that's what makes it a good name, because it's kind of like that. And
it's like
your podcast isn't exactly clean.
No, it's we have no filter right now, which is why we have no sponsors, so we just say whatever we want, right? But
yeah,
it's a fun time. And we interview old school pro wrestlers from like the 80s, right, and the 90s. We interview movie actors from like old school horror films. Like, my favorite horror film is Chucky, you know, the Child's Play movies. I got to interview the main guy from that, dude. Like Andy. Dude, it was crazy. You know, like,
what's his life like after that? Like,
he didn't do much, like, at
all.
So he's still known as Andy from Child's Play, you know?
And like, I would think it's weird,
the Comic-Cons with the doll. He's like 40 something years old.
I don't mean no disrespect to him.
No,
but
I mean, that's what he's known for. That's it.
Yeah.
You know? And here we are chilling on my show, and I'm like kind of fangirling a little bit, because this is a movie that it's like one of my favorites, you know? And that was cool. I got to talk to the girl, Christina Lee. She was from Beverly Hills 90210, and she was also from the Child's Play movie as well. I got to talk to Ed Gale. I mean, I talked to a lot of people, man. It's awesome. It's really, really cool.
I think it's fantastic. No, but you know, a funny story is Home Alone. Macaulay Culkin has his own podcast. Or he did. I don't know if he still does. I assume he still does.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
So I used to listen to this thing, right?
Yeah.
And he was telling this story. He's like, everyone comes up to me, because he's not into acting. After, like, he didn't want to act.
Seems like
the only movies he did after that, because Seth Green, I think it is his friend. He made a few movies, and he's like, I'll do a part in your movie because you're my guy. And but
like a
little
cameo or something? Is that what he did?
Yeah, he had no interest in being in movies anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he made a killing off Home Alone.
Dude, he probably makes a fortune on residuals. Because he doesn't do anything.
Dude, but he was saying that like 40-year-old men would come up to him and be like, yo. I mean, he goes, 40-year-old dudes would come up to me with beards, full like manly men.
Yeah.
And they would... But they would talk to him like a toddler, because that was their childhood.
Wow.
He's like, so they would talk to me like a kid because they knew me as a kid, or like that's how they viewed me.
Yeah.
And he goes, so it was weird. Like, I'd be like 24, 25, whatever. And guys come to me like, hey, buddy, you know, And they get all like fangirly with him. He's like, yo, it's weird, dude. You got like a gray beard.
Yeah, you got four kids with you. What are you doing, bro? Yeah,
let me talk to the kids.
Yeah, relax. But
the funniest thing he said is, he goes, I was at a, he had his girlfriend with him who was like a supermodel or whatever. And he's pulling her hand and they're trying to get to like, he had a reservation at a restaurant and they were late. So he's pulling her hand. He's dragging her through town. He goes, everywhere I go in New York, everyone's trying to talk to me because everyone knows who I am. He has that
face. They know who it is right away. Yeah.
And he's like, and usually he's all like, hey, how's it going? Good. But he's like, I can't stop to everyone because everyone knows who I am because I was on the most famous kid movie of all time and everyone knows me.
Said, Home Alone. So this guy says,
this guy stops and says, hey, can I take a picture of you? And he's like, sorry, bud, I can't right now. We're late. And he grabs his girlfriend and he starts to pull her, but the light turns red and traffic comes. And the guy looks at his girlfriend, who's like a famous supermodel, but he doesn't know that. He's just a hot chick. And then he says, your boyfriend's a dick. And then she looks at him. He goes, I know. And then the light turns green and they just walk off. And to me, it was the funniest.
Coley Culkin, dude.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I'm not like that. He's like, I'm not that guy. He's like, but I can't always stop. You know, sometimes you're in a hurry and
probably get nothing done. You know, when he's out.
Yeah, but he stopped for everyone. Dude, you think about, like, those guys like that. Like, I don't know if there's anyone else comparable to Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin,
everyone sees three movies, bro.
Three or four movies, and that's it. And he's sad.
Yeah, he's
best good. Life he's ever. Like,
who hasn't seen Home Alone?
Who's got it better than Macaulay Culkin? Maybe Kevin Federline. That's about it.
Kevin Federline didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's it. He had to marry Britney for a week and he's set for life. Dude, I always wanted to be Kevin Federline when I grew up, man.
I know, dude. Like, dude. He's
Or Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford.
Yeah, he got in before the rookie deals got.
I tear my ACL or whatever you want to call $1 billion. Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, Rex Grossman, you know.
Dude, Rex Grossman. Rex Grossman got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
And Bear fans, let's talk about the Bears for a minute, because I realized that I have been neglecting the Bears, because like a lot of my videos started, like people started to know who I am because I was just shitting on the Bears all the time.
Yeah, the Bears still suck.
And drama through them and all these things. And today I was thinking, I haven't crapped on the Bears in a while. So I just made a little tweet, little Facebook post. The Bears suck. I know it's April Fool's. This is not a joke. I hate the Bears so much. Like, what's that team? Because I hate them. I don't hate Bear fans. Yeah. I kind of hate Viking fans a little bit. Not all of them, but most of them are douchey.
Oh, we have that team fans, that we hate, bro. We have that team.
Okay, let me know. What does the team Philly fans hate?
The team we despise the most. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Cowboys, man.
Hey, Packer fans ain't far behind you. We got them at like number three or four.
And the Cowboys hate the Eagles. It's the same feeling, you know.
Yeah, and that's
hate the Cowboys, man.
I think a lot of America hates the Cowboys. They call themselves America's team. First of all, they're not America's team. And for anyone listening who's watching this, they're called the Cowboys team because a writer, I believe.
I think it's because they're the most valuable team, I think, as far as financial.
But I think back in the day, they were like writing an article and someone called them America's team. Some writer in a booth. Yeah. Da, 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 and he called America's team and kind of stuck.
There's no such thing as America's team. You know?
What's that?
There's no such thing as America's team.
No, yeah, because America doesn't. Like that. There's no America. And if there is, I say it's the Packers, but that's only because I'm a Packer fan and I'm extremely biased, all right?
I definitely know the Eagles are not America's team. No, the Eagles are not even close to America's team.
You guys, Eagles fans are so tight. It's all in Philadelphia. Even like a couple miles, whatever way. Like,
yo, we're so selfish. We don't want to share our team. It's weird. No. It's like
even Santa Claus rolls up, you guys ain't winning.
Hey, like, get away, bro. You could be cheering. We'll still be mad at you. Yeah, don't cheer for our team.
When I had when I was at the Packer game, I told you this story, but people who are listening or maybe watching, not many, but the Eagles came up to Lambeau Field, and I was in line waiting to use the can with a bunch of Eagles fans, and the Bears Still Suck song came on. and everyone lit up. Because, you know, everyone is kind of quiet. It's kind of like, you know, we're drinking. Because it's like, I wouldn't say a VIP tailgate, but it's like one of those you have to pay for.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Russell Crowe was in there or nothing. But but it was like one of those you had to pay for. And Bears still suck comes out. And it's kind of like normal. And all of a sudden, it's like everyone just starts dancing. Bears still suck. You know, they're singing a song. Yeah. And then Eagles fans are like, do they know who they're playing? Like, and I was like, yo, it doesn't matter. You guys don't matter right now.
Yeah.
It's the Bears. Dude,
once that song comes on, it's over.
The Packers after the Bears is next level. I won't even go to Soldier Field because I've been told by a few Bear fans, if I ever even get to the airport at O'Hare or whatever it's called, like they'll just, he said, I'll kill you. I was like, you just stay at the airport waiting on me or what? Like, what's happening?
Bro.
I don't think he really would. It was probably a 12-year-old.
I would hope not. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
I want to give a little shout out to this girl. She's been commenting a lot. I don't know what she's talking about there, but I want to give a shout out to Ivy Kimberly. Thanks for tuning in. So we got Vinny Vegas over here at Powder and the Meat Podcast.
Boom.
We're
live every Friday, 8 o'clock.
Friday, 8 o'clock.
PowderandTheMeat.com.
And if you're watching or listening, if you're listening on the podcast and you really want to get into Powder and the Meat Podcast, he's got a lot of actors on, he's a lot of wrestlers. You know, just like a large variety, does a great production. If you want to, and you don't know the links, message me, tweet me, Instagram, whatever it is, and I'll send you the right way. He's on Instagram, Pounding the Meat, yeah. Twitter, all the things. So same, just search Pounding the Meat.
Everything.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot. If you Google it, you might find yourself in some weird places.
It wasn't hard to acquire that username. I'll tell you that right now. It's available on everything, you know?
I think we got some arguments going on here in the comments. But
yeah, that's even better. I love that.
I'll check it out later.
That's awesome, dude.
Hey, everyone, thanks for tuning in. Shout out to Quick Trip, sponsor the show. Go on and get yourself some hot ham and, dude, hot ham and Swiss, people. I don't talk about it enough because I talk about macaroni.
Get yourself some beer and gas, dude. Like, straight up.
No, that's a given. I go to Quick Trip. You know what I noticed? When you go to Quick Trip, every time they ask you if you got fuel, and I've always waited for them to ask, do you have gas? Like a new person. Because they always say fuel. And I was like, if someone ever asked me, do you have gas? I'm going to say something. So one day I walk in there. Nice lady. She didn't know what she was getting into.
Oh, boy.
She looks at me. She says, do you have gas? I said, I did, but I'm good now. I used the bathroom.
She increased your price by 20% on the register.
She's like, all right, your Quick Trip card is not working, sir. You're paying full price. No, but dude, I've never seen a Quick Trip employee. I've never been to Quick Trip and had an employee not be happy. I make jokes. I go in there and make dad jokes. I'd be like, oh, what pump is it? Oh, I don't know. You know, I always try to make some clever jokes. They're like, all right, sir, let's keep it on. That's the thing with like Quick Trip, like maybe like where you're from, they have those big gas stations. Like there's like 26 pumps out there. Dude. They're like, what pump are you on? I never look first. So I look out there. I'm like, it's a red truck. It's Wisconsin. Every truck is red.
You guys pump your own gas?
Oh, we pump our own gas.
We're not allowed to.
Oh, you're not allowed to. They don't trust you guys over there. You're in New Jersey, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually commented on a tweet from New Jersey. What's New Jersey? They're doing something. I saw on Twitter. I don't know what they're doing. They're always doing some crazy stuff, though.
I don't know what the hell our state's doing. Our state's one of the worst states in America.
So let me ask you this real quick before you get out of here. Why can't you pump your own gas? What's the reason?
I have no idea. Employment? They want people to stay employed? I don't know.
Are you guys just burst into flames? Like, what's happening over there?
Yeah, I don't know what the whole point of that is. To be, you know what's crazy? I feel like an idiot. I feel like a stunod when I go to another state, and I'm like, how do I do this? Yeah. I'm the only one at the pump reading the instructions, bro. Wait, that sticker. Dude,
I had a friend tell me, so he went to went south, and in Wisconsin, you don't even have to prepay. You go to Quick Trip where I live, and you just put you pay after. You go inside, you can pay with the card, but you can choose to pay later. So he went like south, and they're like, talking to the intercom. What are you doing? Why you got to pay first? And he's like, oh, I didn't know. And they're like, you got to pay first everywhere. Like, no, in Wisconsin, they just trust that you're not going to zoom up. Some people do. Later.
Really?
Yeah, you pump the gas, and it's where the honor system. But they have your lights, but they have cameras everywhere. Like, if you zoom off, they're going to know. But, dude, I actually know a person who commented on my stuff, or I saw a post where he went to Quick Trip, forgot to pay for his gas. He said, pay inside, forgot to pay inside, and then left. Didn't pay for his gas. Usually they're just calling the cops, like, yo, this guy just stole gas. They knew he paid inside, that he must have forgot. So they, like, contacted him and said, hey, you forgot to pay for your gas. I don't know how they got a hold of him, whatever. And then he went back and paid for it. I was like, dude, that's like a...
Man, that's kind of weird.
That's a criminal act. That's how good Quick Trip is.
I see a black car outside of your house. You know,
the CEO of Quick Trip's like, I believe you owe me $27.
Guy with an earpiece, you know.
No,
for $27. Yo, gas. What's your price of gas over there right now?
I don't know. Actually, I actually never look at the gas prices.
Man, dude,
my wife does. She complains about them.
Yeah, dude.
To me, the gas prices are like what they are. And
dude, ours shot up like a dollar.
Yeah, they went up a little bit.
We're at $3.
I don't really pay attention because like I can't negotiate the price.
No,
like I always like it is what it is. Like I look up there once in a while, I'm pumping gas because sometimes it takes longer than normal. I'm like, well, this should be done by now.
Yeah,
no, but like I really don't try to pay attention because like there's nothing you can do about it. Like it is, I remember, like I moved,
it just shot up so fast. I mean,
I remember when they were like $3 a gallon. That's when I moved like closer to my job. Like,
that's
all right,
where we're at. That's where we're at.
Yeah,
we were always like 2.20. You know,
I don't know where we're at. I think we're below 3 because obviously Wisconsin's always lower. But I really never look. I just don't look.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
23 in Florida.
Yeah, dude, my boys in Cali, they're like 5.
$5. Dude, that's when you start getting in shape. Like I'm just gonna run.
$5 a gallon.
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume and where I'm at, I would assume 250, 270. I don't know.
Everything in California is expensive though.
Oh yeah,
it's insane.
I don't even want to visit. I know. I know a lot of people from Cali listen and probably watch
Big
this.
Mac meals like $12, you know, for a Big Mac in California.
No kidding,
dude. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's crazy expensive to live there.
McDonald's used to be like the cheap place you wouldn't feed your kids
man.
Yeah, dude, you go there. Anyway, that's why you go to Quick Trip.
Quick Trip, all bad, bro. Eggs for 99 cents, gas and beer.
Thanks for everyone tuning in. This will be if you're watching, this will be available on audio tomorrow. If you're just tuning in, if you're listening on audio, make sure to check it out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. You can watch the whole thing live every Monday through Thursday, 7:00 p.m. Central Time. I'll have a new guest, or I'll just be rambling myself. I'm gonna start taking some phone calls at some point. And dude, we're just gonna have a good time with this thing. Everyone, check out Vinny Vegas Pounding the Meat podcast. He's talking to some great people. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Go Pack, go. Big shout out to Vinny for tuning in.
Go Birds.